Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity, which will be the complete resting place of God by His Spirit. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, John McTernan, is showing information and that he has studied because God has called him to be almost like a John the Baptist, to warn that the day of the Lord is upon us. And as a matter of fact, John, I had a dream. I mean, I wasn't even focusing on this. I wasn't even thinking about it. And in the dream, I heard three times, Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. I know, and look at the signs of the times of what's going on. It's amazing how things have deteriorated to rock bottom morally in the United States of America. It is amazing how we've had such an economic decline in the greatest country in the world. They're talking about the potential of closing banks, of cities being just going under, going bankrupt. I mean, this is America. Who would have ever thought the morality in America has gone as low as I believe it's beyond my wildest imagination. But in the midst of this chaos, we have three DVDs that were produced in our studio by John McTernan. And they're titled America's Fatal Mistake, But There's Hope. It's the subtitle. It doesn't have to be yours. In the midst of America making fatal mistakes with God, and let's call it for what it is, based on the Bible, not man's opinion, in the midst of these judgments that are coming, as precursors, if you will, to the day of the Lord, the final judgment, is there hope for me, for you, John?
Absolutely, Sid. And the hope is in God's Word. And as we've been studying this week and in these DVDs, stay anchored in God's word, especially towards Israel. There are blessings. Genesis 12:3. That blessing is still in effect today. I will bless them that bless you, speaking of Abraham and his seed, and I will curse them that curse you. And then in Obadiah 1:15, which I believe speaks directly to the hour we live now, where it says, the day of the Lord is near upon all nations.
I want to go a step further. Obadiah says, as you've done to Israel, it will be done to you. But I want to go a step further on the blessings, because I believe that I am walking, and I can just talk about me personally, I am walking in supernatural favor. I mean, you could talk to my staff at this ministry. It is unbelievable the favor that God is pouring upon us, that God is pouring upon my family, that God is pouring in every arena of my life. And what have I devoted my life to do? To bless the Jewish people. What do I mean by bless the Jewish people? The greatest blessing in the world, salvation. There is no greater blessing than Jewish people coming to intimacy and having a personal relationship with the living God. And somehow, I am being under a fountain of blessings. John McTernan, is it my imagination, or is it because of that single factor, Obadiah 1:15? As you have done to Israel, it will be done to you.
Sid, you hit the nail right on the head. That, if you want to put one verse that signals what my ministry is, that's it. Obadiah 1:15, to bless Israel. Just, and like you're doing, of course. course, Paul said that we're to preach the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek, and that's what you're doing.
Well, I'm going to go a step further. I believe there's going to be such an outpouring of God's Spirit in the midst of the darkness. It's God's last mercy on the world, if you will. But those that have it wrong on the Jew in Israel, those that feel that God has replaced the nation Israel with the church, those that are deceived, that God is pure good with no justice, with no judgment, with no repentance, they're not going to move in the awesome miracles that are about ready to hit planet Earth. Only those that have it right on the Jew in Israel. And I have this within my very being. What do you feel about that, John?
Sid, I'm in 100% agreement with you, and I'll take it a step further. In my ministry, I do run into a lot of what we call replacement theology people, and what's happening in them, I see the same spirit in them as Muslims, that I see them using the same words, the same rhetoric, the same arguments against the nation of Israel, and I think that those, like you've just described with yourself, and you know the people that believe like you, we are going to be moving into greater and greater blessings with the Lord. The others that have hardened themselves, I see it, Sid, in my ministry. I see them lining up with the Muslims. I see God actually moving them like to have the same spirit, moving into the same camp as Islam, because they have the same spirit, the same hatred for Israel, the same rhetoric, the same arguments. So there's a dividing line coming right in our midst.
Even though in the church there's a dividing line on what is known as the hyper-grace message. And what I mean by hyper-grace is grace is a biblical concept. It is a wonderful concept. And I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for the grace of God. But grace without repentance is not the Bible. It's the grace of God that leads to repentance. But if you leave out the repentance portion, then you don't even have the gospel.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Sid. You're 100%. Grace and repentance goes together.
And I'm going to go a step further. I believe that because of the blessings of Genesis 12:3 and Obadiah 1:15, that even if America is at war, God forbid, inside America, 1,000 may fall at my right hand, 10,000 at my left, but it will not come near me. I believe that those that understand God, those that have sold out to the kingdom, those that are walking in holiness, and those that are on the right side of the fence in reference to Israel, the greatest blessings that have ever happened to a human are going to happen to those people.
Yes, and that's one of the things that I promote in my ministry is exactly what you said. Line up with God's word, stand on God's word, be a blessing to the Jewish people in Israel, and even if incredible judgments hit America, that we can be blessed and protected because we've lined up with God's word.
My question to you, John, paint me a picture. If America is successful in the direction they're headed, which is against God's plan for Israel, what will be the future of America?
I've documented over 100 what I call same-day occurrences of when the United States touched Israel and there was a disaster. Some of the most outstanding ones is when the Madrid peace process first moved to United States soil in 1992, Hurricane Andrew hit, the greatest natural disaster at that time. The following year, President Clinton made a speech telling Israel it had to give back the Golan Heights to Syria. Within 24 hours, the Northridge earthquake hit. At that time, it was the second greatest disaster. President Bush Jr. pressured Ariel Sharon for Israel to unilaterally pull out of Gaza. Right as the Israelis were pulling out of Gaza, Hurricane Katrina hit, which was the greatest natural disaster ever to hit America. And then in 2008, President Bush Jr. was pressuring Israel to divide the land, him and Condoleezza Rice, and especially Jerusalem. Right as they were doing this, the great stock market crash of 2008 occurred. It was a three-day crash. Both of them, all three, fell on the Jewish feast days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Feast of Tabernacles. And then recently, President Obama was talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu in May of 2011, and he said the American policy was for Israel to go back to the pre-1967 borders, of course, which means dividing Jerusalem. The very day he gave a speech to do that, the Joplin tornadoes occurred, which arguably was one of the greatest tornado disasters in the history of the United States. So,
you talk about in your videos about the Madrid Fault. Explain.
It's a massive earthquake fault that sits in the middle of the United States, roughly from Memphis up towards St. Louis, and then it branches over and goes over towards Cincinnati. And it's massive, and it's like the biggest fault in the United States. It's bigger than the San Andreas Fault. And it ruptured in 1811 and 12. It rung church bells in Pennsylvania. It was so powerful. The Mississippi flowed backwards for a couple days. If that happened today, the very center of the United States would be cut in half. If that earthquake would cut the United States, all the roads, all the fuel lines, all the electric lines, all the bridges would be literally cut in half.
Now, what's the probability of that happening in the natural?
It ruptures on an average about once every, the geologists have found this, you know, once about every 200 years. We're there right now. We're there right now about the time that the New Madrid Fault ruptures.
So it's as if God is saying, you divide my land, the land of Israel, and I will divide your land, the land of the United States. Now, short of the Bible, one of the most important prophetic books I know was written by my friend John McTernan. It's called As America Has Done to Israel. I want you to get these three DVDs. They're called America's Fatal Mistake. It doesn't have to be yours. And the book, available for a gift of $45. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.